believe that the report could actually be used as the baseline to inform many of the targets that are relevant for gender analysis. We know that there is Goal 5 that's completely dedicated or standalone goal to achieve gender equality and empower women and girls. But there are many other targets here and there in the 2030 agenda. And the report reviewed around 200 indicators relevant for gender analysis at the global and regional level. So we believe that it can be used as the base to start the new monitoring for the next 15 years.
What are the good news and what are the bad news brought forward by this report?
Education was a great success. Education has increased for both boys and girls at all levels. However, and that's very relevant from the gender perspective, the gender gaps are more visible at higher level of education. And actually, they favor girls, meaning that there are more girls or young women at the tertiary level in, I believe, 2/3 of countries. However, on the other hand, it looks like they are still more likely to graduate from the more traditional feminine fields of studies like education and humanities and health rather than STEM or science and engineering and technological fields. We also know from other reports that maternal mortality has decreased over the last 20 years. That's a good news. However, it remains very high in specific regions, particularly sub-Saharan Africa, where child marriage is still very prevalent. Around 40% of young women marry as a child. That we know that entails early pregnancies and limitation to their potential in terms of education, a career, or vocational development.
How about gender violence? Is there any change or it still prevails overwhelmingly in all regions of the world?
Violence against women is global. It's everywhere. We have information for 102 countries, and most of these data are relatively recent, like in the last 5 or 6 years. So we confirm that 1 out of 3 women has experienced violence over her lifetime. And in most of the cases, this is intimate partner violence. So it's domestic violence.
How about life expectancy?
Life expectancy is also good news. Thanks to medical and technological improvement, now both women and men live longer than 20 years ago, 8 years more for both. Women today, that's the global level, right? So it's an average. They live up to 72 and men up to 68. So women live longer. But then there are wide differences among regions, like developed regions. Women and men both live longer than in developing regions.
How about the presence of women in leadership position? Are they still underrepresented?
Yes, actually, that's one of the sad stories, meaning that we saw progress. We saw progress in probably most of the indicators that we reviewed, the 200 that I mentioned before, but at very low pace. So we moved in the right direction, but too slowly.
How about access to the labor market?
At the global level, there is a stagnation, meaning that today there are 50% of working age women that are in the labor force compared to around 75% of men. And that's the same situation that we had 20 years ago. But there is an explanation behind that. The global level has stagnated, but then if we look at labor force participation by age groups, we actually see that the stagnation is due to the fact that the youth, the young men and women are staying longer in school, so they delay their entrance into the labor market.